Ralph Graves. I'd like to call him up now and ask him to call George Reedy and make a date as soon as possible.
All right. Right? Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Now, you, what you do, you handle this where he won't think that I am trying to... I want him to just have the facts available to him.
Yeah, all right.
Because I have the impression that these are... These things, Henry, may serve several purposes, not only be interesting reading to people, but they're not always factual. And what amuses me is no one in the world knows what I have except myself, and I've never been asked.
Well, all right.
And so far as I know, my bookkeeper's never been asked. And so far as I know, my auditor's never been asked.
I'll have Ralph.
So it's pretty hard to be thorough and fair when the only person knows is not consulted, isn't it?
That's right.
So the only point I would make...
Well, that's why I indicated to you that we were working on
that's good. Well, I didn't know whether that was an invitation to suggest what I'm doing or not, but I thought if they're going to be thorough and fair, I'm sure the editor would want to talk to the one primary source of information, and that's me, and they didn't do that.
You interpreted my
adult
correctly.
Well,
it was an invitation that he wanted to accept it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be happy to, and I'll just give you these facts, two things that you can remember. What's your factual?
162,000, I got that down.
That is the net operating income last year.
Yeah.
That's of the whole company. That's the company that owns the ranches, the company that owns the television, the company that owns the radio, the company that owns the stock in the other television. That's her interest. In addition to that, she has 3,700 acres of her own. It's personal property. Both of those things are personal property that I can't touch. I have no interest in.
Yeah.
Under our law, I can't touch them. They're hers. They're bought with her inherited money. Now, she has some bonds in addition to that, municipal bonds. I have some municipal bonds and some land and some debts, and the net book value of those are somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000.
Yeah, of course, the market value might be a little better.
Well, that gets very speculative. We got land that one of the articles said was worth 100 to 300 an acre that we bought less than a year ago for 65, and we think that 65 was a fair price, and we think it would be sold for that. But if you buy something in a year on the open market, and something that's been sold for 20 and 30 and 40 through the year and pay 65, it's unlikely it would be worth 300 except to a Wall Street guy who had never been there. Now my enemies that want to make a very wealthy man out of a man that's 57 years old, that's done reasonably well all of his life and worth between $300,000 and $400,000, they're going to put great appraisals on it. But if you look at the tax roll, or if you go to the adjoining property, if you see what it's sold for and you see what he paid for it, and they got the stamps on all the deeds, they can see. You don't get up in those Amos Andy figures.
Might be interesting to have some of your enemies to have them agree to pay you at the value that they appraise your properties at.
Well, I don't want to turn my things over to my enemies, and they just do their talking, and I don't think it's real important to the world whether land you paid 65 for is worth 55 or 75.
No, it isn't.
If you bought it in the last year or 2 years, and you've got a price there. Now we have.
President, of course, as you may know, you understand, is the enormous curiosity about anything about the President of the United States.
Well, I had never realized that. I never saw any. I've been in public life very carefully, and I have no idea today what Ike has. He told me himself he was in partners with Sid Richardson in the oil and gas business, and I didn't even know it, and Sid was one of my closest friends. And I never had gone into that. I talked to the president. I heard Mr. Joe Kennedy tell him if he sold his oil and gas property, it would cost him $10 million, each one of the children. But I never saw any of that.
Well, you did a thorough job on the great basic point.
Well, I don't want to debate about the things, but my curiosity has never gone to what a president holds, but it doesn't make any difference because I'm worth $300,000 or $400,000, and that's that.
Right. Well, I want to get a date with George Reedy as soon as possible.
All right. Well, we'll do that. Now, two things I want you to remember. One of them is the net operating income. Net operating income was 162, of which she has half of it.
That ought to make that worth about $3 million at most.
Well, they've offered. We've been offered four.
Three. All right, four. If you offer, well, that's a good price.
We were offered four, and she owes one.
Yeah.
But if she made it, Frank Stanton or Sarnoff, any of them could give them a reasonable idea. They deal with them every day, but 162, and she has 51% of it. The way we figured it up, if they paid every dime out in dividends that they earned, 162, she would get 80. If she got the 80, she'd keep 20.
I mean, after taxes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd get 20 after taxes.
Yeah.
Now, as for mine, my whole income's not $10,000 a year.
My God.
My total holdings at what I paid for them, and they're represented in lands and municipals, my total holdings are valued between $300,000 and $400,000. That's after 30.
We got quite a lot of research.
Now, there are two good sources that they can get it. One, we'll have our auditor's statement by the time they get on here. And the second thing, I would just refer them to the trustees to get the value of the TV properties. Now, Frank Stanton told us some time ago the best way in the world to get a value of a station is take the last 20 that had been sold and take their net operating income and multiply it by whatever you wanted to, 10 or 7 or 12.
I know something about TV stations. We've got a few.
Well, what would you normally use as a yardstick on the net operating income?
Well, the TV station.
Now, we own no building. We don't own our building.
No, just on, I would say, the Times earnings. It was a growing community, a pretty good community you want to get into. You probably have to pay, anyway, 15 times earnings.
All right. Well, 15 times 162. Now, do you take the debt off of it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you just tell your people that, and we'll give them the book on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Stay in it.
I'll be right after.